U.S. Representative Dave Reichert has announced he's retiring. The Republican has represented Eastern King and Pierce counties since 2005. In a statement, he said he will finish out his seventh term but will not seek re-election next year. You're listening to KNKX. I'm Simone Alisea, and I spoke with Seattle Times political reporter Jim Bruner, who's been following the upcoming district race.
Well, it's not surprising in sort of the big, long picture. Dave Reichert, you know, was potentially facing a political climate that would be pretty nasty to run in for an incumbent Republican. You know, he's cultivated a reputation as a moderate. People would poke at that, maybe pointing out that he had voted a bunch of times to repeal Obamacare, voted for the early version of the House Republican health care bill in committee this year, but then he voted against the final version on the House floor. He's kind of walked that line. So to run in this climate where people are all charged up about President Trump, who Dave Reichert is no fan of, would not be a really great political environment for him to run in. So it's not a total surprise. I will say, though, that as late as last week, I was talking to Dave Reichert's political campaign staff, and they said he is running. So he kept it. I think he kept it pretty close to the vest. I didn't expect it to happen this week.
Well, and this race is a year away. What makes this significant?
Yeah, the 8th district could be, you know, one of the final districts or one of the districts necessary for the Democrats to try to flip around to take back control of the House of Representatives, which obviously they really want to do. As an incumbent, Dave Reichert was always going to still be hard to take out. Like I said, he has that moderate reputation. He was the King County Sheriff for many years. Many people like him on a number of issues. But because of the outrage that many Democrats and others feel toward what President Donald Trump is doing, they're looking for outlets for that. And many of them had settled on the 8th district as a way to express themselves and get in the race. And we've seen a bunch of Democratic challengers get in early.
Yeah, let's talk about them. What do we know about the candidates who had already said they were going to run against Reichert?
There's no, what I would say, household names or major elected officials who've gotten in. And that may change now that Dave Reichert is out and it's an open seat. Some of these people have basically been living in Seattle and are moving to the district to try to run.
Have any Republicans indicated that they're going to throw their hats in the race now that the seat is open?
Well, there's a lot of speculation already about Dino Rossi, who, of course, ran for governor twice, was almost elected. But even before this, there'd been, you know, long sort of a feeling that he would like to run for the 8th district seat if and when Dave Reichert ever retired. There's also, of course, King County Councilman Reagan Dunn, whose mother, Jennifer Dunn, represented that district for a decade. He told me he's not ruling it out, but he has to run for re-election for his council seat this year. So he wants to put that first.
So people call the 8th district a swing district, but Reichert has won handily as a Republican. I think he had something like 60% of the vote last year. Can we really call this a swing district?
Well, this will be the first major test we've had in a long time. And I think that, yeah, a lot of people do call it a swing district. It's one of those districts that, like you said, tends to go for the Democrat, sometimes narrowly in the presidential races, but has generally voted Republican in other statewide races in most of them anyway. And of course, has returned Dave Reichert by pretty good margins. But in the current political climate, a lot of the national political analysts that I've been seeing say, yeah, this definitely, you look at the demographics, you look at the political climate, it definitely stands out as a potential swing district.
And could rise to the level of national coverage and national interest.
Oh, I think there's going to be a lot. I mean, one political analyst I spoke with today said, this is, you know, has become one of the number one races in the country, one of the number one potential Democratic pickups in the country.
Seattle Times political reporter Jim Bruner, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you.